Hey, Sam, we made it to the Arc de Triomphe, but I think we're a little bit lost.
Chale, ¿y ahora qué hacemos? Pero mira, esa güerota parece que sabe español. Déjame le pregunto. Excusez-moi, mademoiselle. Mi amiga y yo nos perdimos. ¿Sabe cómo llegar a Le Fouquet's?
Le Fouquet's? Ah, c'est facile. Il vous suffit juste de descendre l'avenue des Champs-Élysées et cela sera sur votre droite d'environ 500 mètres.
¿Perdón?
What?
¿Qué dijo?
No idea. Oh my God. Shaki fans, my name is Callie Ingebrigtsen. Welcome to the last episode of La Segunda Temporada de Shakipedia, un podcast bilingüe donde haremos un recorrido por la música de Shakira in alphabetical order. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Sam.
Hola, hola, Shaki fans. Yo soy Sam Retz y acompañaré a Callie en esa travesía musical y alfabética por las canciones de Shakira. Como saben, en cada episodio abordamos una canción y les contaremos sus estadísticas, datos curiosos, analizaremos la letra y también abordaremos el chismecito que hay detrás. Bienvenidos al final de temporada.
In this episode, we'll talk about the songs Comme Moi and What We Said. Stay tuned to learn all about Shakira's connection to France and her ex Gerard's reaction to the song. Living with a broken heart, I never meant to do you harm. Never want to see you cry again. But everybody hurts. Este es un episodio muy especial porque nos acompaña Valentín. Valentín is a dedicated Shaki fan from France. Enchanté, Valentín.
Enchanté. Thank you for the invitation. It's super nice to be here.
Salud, Valentín. Bienvenido a Shakipedia. Je t'en prie, fais comme chez toi.
Oh, wow. Salut, Sam. Bravo pour ton français.
Merci.
Welcome to Shakipedia. Why don't you introduce yourself a bit and explain your connection to Shakira? When did you originally become a fan?
Okay, so my name is Valentin. I'm from France, but right now I live in Canada, and I'm like a super fan of Shakira since like the Sade El Sol era, like when she released Waka Waka. I guess it was my moment where I started to be a big fan of her. So yeah, because like I guess Waka Waka was a big hit in France, so I guess a lot of people started to really follow her at this moment.
Nice. And have you been able to see Shakira in concert?
Yeah, I'm super lucky because, yeah, I saw her twice in concert in France. So it was for the El Dorado World Tour. So I saw her twice, once in Paris and once in Montpellier. It was really amazing and I will never forget this moment.
Aw, how nice. Would you say that there's a lot of French-speaking Shaki fans?
I don't know because I'm not in contact with a lot of French fans. So I have no idea, but I guess yes. I guess she's loved in France. So yeah, I would say yes.
It always seems like she's ranking really high there when she has a new single or a video or something like that. So I imagine there has to be.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if the last one was super high rated in France, like the Bizarrap one and the one with Karol G, because like lately in France, they are just listening to rap. So I'm not super sure that she was super high ranked in France lately. I don't know. I should look at it.
No worries. And I'm sure that I'm saying your name wrong. Are you cool if I call you V?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, no problem.
Sam, do you have any questions?
¿Y yo te puedo decir Valentina como la salsa? No, no es cierto. No,
it's okay, it's okay. It's okay, no problem. It's okay.
Thank you, Valentin, for your introduction. Well, we have to keep going with this episode. So, Cali, don't turn your back on us and please continue with La Ficha Técnica de Comme Moi, What We Said.
Comme Moi is a bilingual song in English and French featuring the French artist Black M. It was released on March 31st, 2017. And was featured as the 16th track on Black M's album, Eternel Insatisfait. Comme Moi was later included as the 8th track on Shakira's album, El Dorado, which was released on May 26th, 2017. A fully English version of the song called What We Said was also included as the 12th track on El Dorado and features the Canadian group Magic instead of Black M. Comme Moi was written by Shakira, Black M, and Nasri Atwa of Magic. It was produced by Shakira, Black M, Santé, Daju, and Supadupes, who also produced Shakira's songs Amarillo and Nada. Comme Moi has been performed live a single time, which was on the finale of The Voice in France on June 10th, 2017. What We Said has never been performed live.
Tengo una pregunta para Valentín. ¿Recuerdas haber visto ese performance?
So yeah, I watched it, but I'm not so sure that I watched it live, but for sure I watched it like the day after the recording of the show.
Ok, vayamos con las estadísticas. En Spotify, la canción Con Moi cuenta con 26.7 millones de streams, mientras que la versión en inglés What We Said lleva acumulados 16.5 millones de streams. Ambas canciones son de las que menos streams tienen del álbum El Dorado. Considerando que Con Moi fue un sencillo oficial, no tuvo la recepción esperada. Es de hecho de todos los sencillos de este álbum el que menos impacto tuvo en la plataforma, siendo hasta el momento Chantaje el sencillo con más streams del álbum El Dorado. Tengo una pregunta que hacerles. ¿Ustedes por qué creen que Con Moi es el sencillo del Dorado con menos streams en Spotify?
I'm honestly not too surprised that it doesn't have that many streams because Shakira only performed it live once. It wasn't included on the tour and it just didn't get a lot of promo. So I guess I'm unsurprised. But it does seem to be one of the most streamed songs by Black M. So maybe he had a boost of streams because of this song.
Wow, tienes mucha razón en eso que mencionas, Cali. Para Black M, en cambio, sí es una de las canciones con más reproducciones de su catálogo. Mientras que para Shaki, bueno, a las cifras que ya está acostumbrada, pues no representa un gran éxito, por así decirlo, en esta plataforma. Pero bueno, todo depende, ¿no? Más bien del lado en que veas la situación.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to remember that. A lot of artists would kill for millions of views, but only 3.3 on the audio for her seems very low. But again, it wasn't that promoted. So, all right, well, let's talk a bit more about the song in detail. I'm so curious what you two think about these songs, because for me, this song is one big Shaki misterio. Like, it's such a big surprise to see her doing a bilingual song in French with a relatively lesser known artist, especially compared to her level. So I'm curious, what do you two think was like the purpose or the strategy behind this song?
Creo que esto es como una fijación de Shakira, ¿no? Que tiene por el público francés. Ella siempre ha querido estar presente y relevante en el mercado francés. Así que yo creo que si se presentó esta oportunidad, la tomó. Y yo creo que ella pensó que sería una buena colaboración, una buena forma de estar presente en el mercado francés. Y además, déjame decirte que al menos para mí es una de mis canciones favoritas del Dorado, junto con Coconut Tree, como ya lo vimos en el episodio pasado.
Okay, I'm sorry, I have to back up to the part where you said this was one of your favorite songs on El Dorado. Can you please explain why? How is that possible? I'm very curious.
Sí, bueno, yo sé que a muchas personas dentro del fandom como que no les gusta mucho esta canción, pero a mí, ¿sabes qué? Más que nada es como una forma de asociar mis recuerdos con una canción. Ya se habrán dado cuenta los escuchas dentro de la primera temporada y durante toda esta segunda temporada, que como para que me guste una canción yo tengo que asociarla a algún momento de mi vida, a alguna circunstancia. Y déjame platicarte que esta canción me recuerda mucho un viaje que hice a París. Iba con mi amiga Liz, la del episodio de Ciega Sordomuda, íbamos en el metro y se subieron unos chavos a tirar freestyle en el vagón del metro y no sé, este rap y estos sonidos me recuerdan mucho ese viaje, ¿no? Y esa experiencia particular en el metro de París.
Do you agree, V? What do you think of what Sam just said?
The lyrics are really not super interesting and this song doesn't bring me to Paris when I listen to it, so I don't know. I don't have like big memories about this song especially, so I don't know. But I'm glad to see that some people can like this song. It's nice.
Yeah, like I like the sound of French rap, but like there's a lot better French rap than this specific song. So I feel like, Sam, you should try to find the actual song that they're playing in the subway in Paris instead of this one. But I'm obviously biased because I don't like this song very much.
No creo que lo que escuché en el metro sea una versión grabada. Te digo, era un freestyle, una improvisación. Entonces, no creo que exista. Pero por ahí en el Facebook, en mi Facebook o en el de alguien más de los que estaban en ese viaje, estoy seguro que está el video. A ver si lo encuentro.
Wow. We need our listeners who are living in Paris to tell us if this song reminds them of being in their own city.
I'm not so sure, but yeah, okay, why not? Next time I'm in Paris and I will be in the metro, I will think about this.
Además, como saben, con Shakira nada es casualidad. De hecho, el hip hop es uno de los géneros más representativos de Francia. De hecho, Francia es considerada la segunda escena más importante del hip hop y también es el segundo productor mundial de trap, en ambos casos solo después de USA. Con todo este contexto, yo creo que Shakira, siguiendo con la línea urbana que traía, combinó el hip hop de Francia con una base de reggaetón y una armonía electrónica en este track.
So you're saying that you consider this song to be like a reggaeton song?
Sí, ¿no?
Interesting. What do you think, V?
For me, it's like a bit weird to say that it's a reggaeton song because there's no Spanish. So for me, it's like a bit weird to associate the two ideas together without Spanish. Like, she's singing in English, she's singing in French, and it's complicated for me to call it reggaeton.
It's like a philosophical question.
Can reggaeton be reggaeton without Spanish?
Wow, a question for our listeners.
Oye, sí, qué buena reflexión. Nunca la había visto así. Pero ahora que lo pienso, creo que como tal, no hay reggaetón en otro idioma que no sea español. Que creo que por ahí en algunos países han hecho sus versiones, ¿no?, de canciones originalmente en español. Sí, es muy cierto lo que menciona B, que este género, el reggaetón en particular, sí está muy asociado con la lengua española, sobre todo incluso con algunos tipos de acentos, ¿no?
I've never thought of this as reggaeton. That's so interesting. It definitely just seems kind of like a generic pop song to me. So I'll have to think about that next time I hear it. How do you two think this song fits into El Dorado? Or these songs, I guess, because there's two versions.
Como les mencionaba, yo creo que ella quería seguir con esta línea urbana del álbum El Dorado. Y también, pues, estaba en esa etapa, ¿no? Como experimentando muchas colaboraciones, como igualmente lo hace ahora. Entonces, se le presentó la oportunidad y, bueno, el track ahí está. En cuanto a la temática, no sé. Porque habla como de... Es un breakup song, ¿no? Entonces, El Dorado es más como romántico, por así decirlo. No sé cómo explicarlo.
It's interesting to think about the English songs on this album because it's When a Woman, and then Comoi, and then Coconut Tree, which we discussed on our last episode, and then the English version, What We Said. Those are the four English songs on this album. And these are the last English songs that Shakira released until Don't Wait Up. So I don't know what that says about her commitment to English songs. They're kind of random, you know? There hasn't been like a full English album since the self-titled album. It feels like a very long time. And like we've said, El Dorado is more like a playlist, you know, rather than like a whole body of work that was intended to be consumed altogether. Like we talked about on, I think, our Coconut Tree episode, Shakira kind of lost her inspiration for a while until she talked with Gerard and he was like, you should make an album. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so stressed. I just want to focus on like one song at a time. So it's not like She Wolf or the Fijaciones, where she kind of had like a concept that she was working on altogether. So I really don't know what to say about this song specifically, because I don't really know. Do either of you know like if she worked on this song first or if Black M worked on this song? I'm assuming that it was originally his song because it came out on his album first, but that's unclear to me.
Ahora que lo mencionas, yo creo que esta canción fue un descarte del álbum homónimo, pero no sé si alguien de ustedes sabe algo.
Yeah, I've read something about it, if you want.
Claro, adelante, estás en tu podcast.
What I read about this story about how the song was created is that for his second album, he wanted to have like a big collaboration with an international person. So he just sent a demo of the song to Shakira and to Chris Brown, but he was not believing that someone would answer to him. But at his great surprise, Shakira sent 5 other demos about this song. It's super interesting that Shakira was like, okay, we should do something about this song.
Wow, 5 demos for this song specifically. She really spent that much time? Sorry. I'm being very clear that I'm not a big fan of this song.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, I'm not a big fan either. What's super funny is that I read that Black M says that on the 5 demos that Shakira sent, the real Comoi that was released at the end was his least favorite. So he didn't like this version. And at the end, we had this one. So I'm super curious about the other version that he didn't like.
Wow.
So I'm super curious to know what are the other versions that she rejected.
That's fascinating. He liked this final version the least?
Yeah, that's super funny.
Pues no sé ustedes, pero yo confío en el buen gusto musical de mi Shaki. Por algo eligió esta versión, así que quién sabe si algún día conoceremos las otras versiones, que no creo, pero bueno.
So, Valentin, speaking of Black M, could you tell us what you know about him? I heard that he was part of a group before becoming a solo artist. Do you know anything about that since you're from France? I imagine you had heard of him before this song, because I hadn't.
Sí, por favor, danos una pequeña introducción porque yo tampoco conozco nada de él.
So yes, you're right. So before being a solo artist, he was like in a group, and this group was called Section d'Assaut. And this group was super famous in France at some point. I guess it was between the years like 2009, 2012, something like this. And at this period, they were super mainstream. Like, I mean, everybody was listening. Okay, not everybody, but a lot of people were listening to this. Like, even my mom was listening to this group. So it was super mainstream.
Hello to your mom. Shout out to your mom.
Saludos, señora mamá de Valentín.
Oh my God. So yeah, this group was really huge, massive in France. And at some point, they released a song called Avant qu'elle parte. And this song was elected the best French song in the Energy Music Awards. So they were really famous in France.
Wow. So how many people were in this group? There was Black M and how many other people?
I think they were like 7, and like they were this group, and at some point they decided all to go solo. And for example, one of the big artists, French artists from this group, is called Gims, and this guy was super famous after the group, and after Black M started to be famous too.
Entonces, este chico llamado Gims es más famoso que Black M?
Gims, yes, way more famous than Black M.
Oh. I see that Gims has like 8 million monthly listeners on Spotify right now, and Black M has like 1.2 million, so quite a bit more famous.
Así que como lo decía Vi, ¿no? Tal parece que no había tanta lógica entre que Shaq y Black colaboraran, tal parecía que la opción más lógica hubiese sido Gims, pero bueno, Black M tuvo un golpe de suerte.
Exactly. Yeah, it must have been a shock to him to hear back from Shakira. And you guys, she performed this song with Black M, but we have never had a single live performance of Chantaje with Maluma or La Bicicleta with Carlos Vives or even Beautiful Liar with Beyoncé. Like, why do you think that is?
Es totalmente un Shaki misterio. La verdad es que yo creo que ni Black M sabe lo privilegiado que es o que ha sido al haber, primero, realizado una canción con Shaki. En segunda, tener un video con ella. Y en tercera, que se haya presentado con él en vivo. O sea, es algo que no es muy común para Shaki con sus colaboradores.
There's no justification for not having a live performance with Shakira and Maluma. Or Shakira and Carlos Vives. Like, I just do not understand that. But she'll do a freaking live performance with Black M. Like, I don't have anything against him because I barely know the guy. But it's like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, especially compared to how successful those other songs were. It's like shocking to me that she'll make two versions of this song and even do a live performance. It's just wild. We don't even have a live performance of Can't Remember to Forget You with Rihanna, which you guys already know I'm not a big fan of that song. But like... But we have this. I don't understand what her attraction to Black M was.
Maybe it's just because The Voice called her and she was like, oh, I was a coach in The Voice. So maybe they really need me and it would be fun to go and to help the, how do you say, the people.
The contestants?
Yeah. So maybe it would be a good idea to be there to help the contestant in The Voice. So maybe that's why she did it. And it was not that far and I don't know.
She was doing some charity work.
Yeah, most probably.
Yeah, because one of her only live performances during the pandemic was on The Voice in the United States when they did some sort of like inspirational song or something with like a lot of the past coaches. I know a lot of people were like, Shakira, do an Instagram live. I was like, this girl is never going to do an Instagram live. Like a lot of artists were doing like acoustic performances and stuff as like a way to like support people and encourage people during the pandemic. So I don't know. She has a special connection to The Voice for sure.
Digo, para mí la única justificación de este performance en vivo en La Voz con Black M es que Francia está cerca de Barcelona, ¿no? Entonces sabemos que en esa época ya no era muy común que saliera de Barcelona. Afortunadamente ya salió. Entonces creo que esa sería una justificación.
And thinking about the release of this song, this track was one of 5 songs off of El Dorado that came out before the album was released. So we already had La Bicicleta, Chantaje, Deja Vu, Me Enamoré. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Me Enamoré, and then this song. So I know a lot of people were like a little bit disappointed because most of those songs were included on other artists' albums. Like this, the French version, at least, of this song was on Black M's album. And I saw a tweet from a different fan who said, "I still remember feeling the disappointment. Plus, half of the songs were songs in which she was a feature, but she decided to add them on her album anyway. La Bicicleta, Comme Moi, and Deja Vu had already been released on other albums, yet she included them when we could have had three new original songs."
Sí, entiendo muy bien a este fan. Creo que entre el fandom es un sentimiento muy común que tuvimos en esa época del dorado. Y creo que también, aparte, o sea, canciones como What We Said, la versión en inglés de Con Moa, creo que yo hubiese preferido una canción inédita u otra canción, ¿no? Diferente. Lo otro también es que me hubiera gustado que a lo mejor Con Moa fuera cantada también por ella en francés y que tuviera esta otra versión en inglés, no sé. Eso hubiera sido también un aporte para la canción. No sé si recuerdan otra relación de la música de Shaki con el francés o con Francia.
Yeah, I feel like she has a special connection to France. Like, she has gone there several times to promote her perfumes. She's done, like, I think I have an image, I forget the name of the radio show, but she did, like, at least one or two, like, in-person interviews to promote El Dorado in Paris.
Oh, yeah, at Energy, yeah. I remember, yeah.
Yes.
When she was doing mojito with the guy presenting the show.
She had mojitos?
Yeah, it was like a contest of who would prepare the best mojito.
Oh, fun. That's nice. Yeah, I definitely think that she has a special connection to France. Shakira also did like a special performance at the Palace of Versailles. Have you guys seen those videos during the oral fixation era?
Oh, ya creo que sé cuáles mencionas, pero no sabía que habían sido realizados ahí.
So it was for the Fête de la Musique. So the Fête de la Musique in France is like every year, like on one day in June, like there's a lot of different mini concerts in all the cities in France. So it's super nice. So I guess in like every year, like in Paris, there's a big one with a lot of different singers from France usually. And like seems like they were able to invite Shakira for this one.
Estoy recordando que en aquella ocasión la presentadora le pregunta a Shaki qué le parece el Palacio de Versalles y dice Shaki que a ella le encanta. Que le gustaría vivir ahí.
I know she also went to the Energy Music Awards because I remember that she was singing the French national anthem, so it was a big memory in my life. Like I was like, oh my god, Shakira is singing this. It's crazy. Le jour de gloire est arrivé contre nous de la tyrannie. Le combat sanglant élevé.
And I remember Shakira also did in 2005, like a Live 8 performance. It was like some charity event. She definitely does go to France regularly, I would say.
De hecho, si no me equivoco, ella siempre considera a Francia dentro de sus giras, ¿no? Últimamente, o no sé, más bien desde cuándo.
Yeah, and Shakira has performed in French-speaking countries, I saw, starting from Tour of the Mongoose in 2003. And it looks like she has performed in France, Belgium, and Switzerland on that tour and most tours since then. And I was so happy and lucky to see her. That was my first concert, actually, was Tour of the Mongoose in Paris in 2003. So, and just speaking of like other little connections of Shakira and French or Shakira and France, you know, she sang Je l'aime à mourir.
Cierto, de hecho, esa canción sustituyó en Francia el sencillo de Antes de las Seis, ¿no? Fue en el único país donde ocurrió ese fenómeno que cambió un sencillo promocional por otro.
Mm-hmm, that's true. I do remember that. Yeah, she didn't release Antes de las Seis in France. She's changed it for Je l'aime à mourir.
Yeah, it was like a big thing when she released it. Like I remember everybody was listening to it. I was listening to this song a lot in the radio. Yeah, and I guess it was a good idea because, yeah, I guess it was a really big hit in France.
And that's like a super classic song, right, in French?
Yes, because, yeah. Like the guy that originally sang the song is called Francis Cabrel and he was really a big singer in France. So it was a good idea for her to release this song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember that after when I saw Shakira in concert in Paris, I remember that my grandma was asking me like, oh, did she sing Je l'aime à mourir? And I was like, yeah, she sang this song. It was so nice. So it was really a big thing because even my grandma was like, oh my God, did she sing this song? So it was, yeah, it was really good.
Wow. I want a grandma who knows what singles Shakira is singing.
That's. I guess it was the only question she asked me, like, did she sing this song? And I was like, yeah, she sings Je l'aime à mourir.
cute. Shout out to your grandma. Yeah, another song where she sings in French is En tus pupilas and something at the beginning.
Are you able to say the French part of the song?
Oh my God, not yet, but I'm working on it. I will be ready when we get to that episode.
Okay, can't wait to be at this episode then.
Yeah, that'll be good. She also has a little bit of French in Mon Amour.
Yeah, because yeah, Mon Amour is French, so yeah.
Yeah, but she also says like, I can't say it, but she says...
Oh, come on, try.
They say... Oh, right here.
L'amour est né à Paris.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
L'amour est né à Paris.
They say l'amour est né à Paris. Something like that.
yeah, that's good. That's good. L'amour est né à Paris, yes.
Yeah, and then Déjà Vu, like, is all in Spanish, but the title is in French.
Yo me sentí un poquito engañado con esa canción y con Déjà Vu, porque sí pensé que toda la canción era en francés.
Yeah, but like, Déjà Vu is something that you say in English a lot, so maybe it was not like the idea of saying something in French, but just maybe something that she used in English. I don't know.
Yeah, but Déjà Vu is all in Spanish. Do you say Déjà Vu in Spanish, Sam?
Sí, como tal se dice Déjà Vu, así se dice. No sé si lo decimos bien o mal.
Yeah, but when you speak, like, do you use this expression, like Déjà Vu?
Sí, creo que siempre lo usamos para referirnos a una experiencia que ya tenemos esa sensación de haberla vivido, pero no sé si sea ese el uso correcto.
Yeah.
And like two other lyrical references that I saw where Shakira's like referencing either French or something French is in No Creo, where she says No Creo in, I know I'm going to say it wrong, but Jean-Paul Sartre. That's how she says it.
Yeah, I would say Jean-Paul Sartre, but yeah.
Exactly. He's a well-known French philosopher. And so it's really cool to see that, like, I think she was only like 19 or 20 when No Creo came out. So it was cool that she had that reference. And then also in Don't Bother, you know, where she says she's been to private school and she speaks perfect French.
Yes, I know. Yes. Yeah. She seems obsessed with French and friends. It's fun. I like it.
I'm curious, do either of you listen to other music in French?
I mean, I do because I'm French, so yeah. I listen to some French music sometimes. But yeah, I have a big obsession lately with Stromae. I don't know how you say it. I guess maybe. Yeah, Stromae. So yeah, I'm pretty obsessed with him lately.
And he's Belgian.
Yeah, he's Belgian, but he sings in French, so yeah. What about you guys?
Do you listen to music in French, Sam?
Yo en mi caso, por ejemplo, a Stromae lo conocí porque hace algunos años su canción Alors on Danse sonaba mucho en los lugares que frecuentaba en ese entonces. ¡Qué buenos beats! Tan, 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 tan. Alors on Danse. Alors on Danse. ¡Qué recuerdos! En fin, por influencia del cine, recuerdo canciones como La Vie en Rose, de la película de Edith Piaf, y otro soundtrack muy famoso que está en inglés y francés es de Lady Marmalade, de la película Moulin Rouge. Creo que todos alguna vez hemos contado Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, ce soir? Y hace muchos años atrás tuve una compañera de intercambio en la universidad que venía de Francia y ella me enseñó algunas canciones, algunas de aquellas que recuerdo son Tant besoin de toi, del cantante de Marc Antoine, que también es como hip hop, rap. Y también al cantante Christophe Maé. Me gustan dos canciones de él. Una que se llama Ça fait mal y otra que se llama Mamon. Y finalmente, otra canción que recuerdo es de la ex primera dama de Francia, Carla Bruni, con su canción Quelqu'un m'a dit.
On me dit que nos vies ne valent pas grand chose, elles passent en un instant comme frânent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos chagrins il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit.
Wow, so random. Yeah, super random. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see that.
Yeah, I'm like obsessed with the artist called Christine and the Queens. I just saw him live. He's so cool. And then also Angèle, who's from Belgium. And then from there, I just know like a few songs in French. Well, oh, I also like this French singer who's like acoustic, and she makes me feel like I should be like wearing a sweater in a coffee shop at all times whenever I listen to her. Her name is like Chloe, I think, C-L-O-U. I don't know how well known she is.
Yeah, I don't know her, but yeah. It's fun that you are listening to French. Well, French music is fun.
Yeah, I think I just found her from Spotify, so I really like listening to her. And I know like that song from Alice, like Jean-Aymar.
Yeah, okay. That's so fun that you know this one.
J'ai la peau douce dans mon bain de mousse.
Yeah, I feel like she's like iconic for that one song. Yeah, but I really love that song also, Je veux. How do you say that, V?
Je veux.
Je veux by Sass.
Yeah.
It's so catchy.
Donnez-moi une suite au Ritz. Je n'en veux pas des bijoux de chez Chanel. Je n'en veux pas. Donnez-moi une limousine.
And then there's this other really random song that I really like called Sexy Sushi. Or no, I think the artist is called Sexy Sushi and there's this song is called Sex Appeal. Yeah. The song is called Sex Appeal.
That's French?
By the artist, yeah. But yeah, I should definitely continue to listen to more music in French.
If you want any recommendation, just text me and I'll tell you.
Okay, perfect. Wow. Well, is there anything else that you want to say about the song before we go to watch the video?
No, por ahora.
No, no.
Bueno, Cali, entonces es momento de que suba el talón.
Cámara, acción. ¡Uh!
El video está terminado, ya lo van a ver.
Vamos a ver el video, por favor.
All right, I'm going to share my screen. We can watch this and then we can just comment on the video together. Sound good?
Perfecto.
Oh, perfecto. Let's go.
No sé cómo se diga en francés.
Okay, my first comment. I feel like they're playing a lot with black and white in this video. Like Shakira's features, her hair, her skin are lighter than his, you know? And they have her in like a really white wig. For me, wow, these dance moves are like so improvised. I feel like she didn't plan ahead at all. I'm not saying that it's bad. It looks like she's having a fun time, but it's like not a strict choreography like in several other videos, right? She's just kind of doing her thing.
Yeah.
Además, no sé por qué Black está como en esta actitud, primero como enojado, ¿saben? Como distante con ella, ¿no? Bueno, en esta escena, de hecho, se la ve como enojado, ¿no? O sea, como que así le dijeron, queremos verte enojado al principio del video, no sé.
I mean, it's technically a breakup song, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe he's channeling that energy, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But she's like dancing. She's having like a Men in This Town moment. Who cares? I'm going to live my life, okay.
Oigan, tengo una pregunta para ustedes dos. Real.
Ok.
¿Por qué muchos con los que colabora Shaki en videos les pide que se quite la camisa? Bueno, ella se los pedirá, se los pide el director, no sé, no entiendo. ¿Cuál es el uso de que salgan sin camisa en los videos? Digo, tenemos varios ejemplos. Maluma en Trap y Clandestino. Rafa Nadal en Gypsy, sí. DC Rascal en el video de Loca también está sin camisa, sin playera, no sé.
He takes his shirt off in Loca? I don't remember that.
Sí.
I think, yes.
I mean, why not? For all of human history, women are supposed have been pressured to look attractive for men. I feel like it's time for guys to do more work and try to be attractive for women.
Good point, uh-huh. Good point.
Yeah, it's fine with me. I don't need it, but if they want to do it, it's fine with me. Okay, can we talk about this, like, weird outfit, this like latex bodysuit situation. What do you two think of that look? Do you enjoy it?
Me gusta más el otro outfit, pero bueno, después hablamos de ese cuando aparezca.
Okay.
Pero se me hace incómodo este outfit, no sé.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh my gosh, she's naked, but she's not.
Oh, sí, tienes razón. O sea, la primera impresión puede ser esa, porque el color del traje es muy similar al color de su piel. Mm-hmm. A lo mejor también puede ser una intención esa, ¿eh? No sabemos.
It could be. I know that that's why, like in She-Wolf, in the scenes where she's in the cage, mm-hmm. her bodysuit, she specifically said somewhere, I remember her saying that she wanted to look like as nude as possible. So that it just looked, you could just see like that outfit or so that you could just see the shape of her body, not focusing on the clothes. So maybe that's her intention here. I don't know. This outfit doesn't feel very Shakira to me, so it has always caught my attention.
¿Saben? Me causa curiosidad esta escena donde la vemos como en una vitrina, en una pecera, no sé cómo llamarle.
porque muchas veces hace esa representación de ella como estando atrapada o encerrada en algún lugar. En Loba la vemos en una jaula, lo mismo que en Clandestino, está atrapada como en un tipo de jaula. Incluso en el video de Las de la Intuición, ella está detrás de esta barrera como plástica, ¿no? Como haciendo una separación entre ella y el exterior, ¿no? Como no sé si sea una referencia que ella ya no quiere saber nada de él, no sé, ¿ustedes qué opinan?
No, that's true. And in Ciega Sordomuda, when she's like in the back seat and she's like stuck, cierto. You know, in the back part of the police car.
Y después sale en la cárcel, o sea, ella está en una celda.
Yeah, totally. Another fijación. Okay, even though my French is obviously not that good, I noticed that in the video here, Black M, when he says problema riche, like problem, like rich people's problems or something, I think is yes. How the lyric is. Will you say it properly?
Problème de riche.
Exactly. He like makes the gesture like he's like counting money like holding money. So that's something I noticed. Okay, for me, this song had like very little budget. It didn't seem like they invested a lot in the creativity or the production of this video. And so there's like lots of like weird lighting where like they're just dancing and they're like putting all sorts of different lighting effects on them. I feel like they were really trying to make it look cool just with that, you know? But at the end of the day, it's just like a black background and like they're just dancing either one of them or both of them together, or Shakira's inside of that like glass thing, or she's like not, you know what I mean? But it's like very strange, all of the lighting that's on top of them, right?
She's dancing, he's dancing, they're together, they're dancing, and that's it. There's no story, there's nothing on this one video.
Exactly, that's one of my main comments about this video, is that there's like no storyline, there's no development. Like we don't understand more about her perspective as the character in the song through the video. We don't understand more about where he's coming from in the video. Like the visual doesn't like make the song come more alive for me. I'm still always happy to see Shakira, but it's just like not that creative.
Hay unas escenas de Black donde él está bailando solo, pero no sé, o sea, como que le dijeron baila, no sé, o sea, incluso puedo ver que está como un poco incómodo bailando así como.
I think it's the only video where he's dancing. Oh. I don't have in mind other video of him dancing, so maybe he just dances because it was Shakira. I don't know.
Wow.
Tal vez por eso se ve un poco incómodo, no sabe qué hacer o cómo moverse.
That's why they had him take off his shirt. He was like, this is what I can contribute, but I don't have the moves, but I have the chest, so this is what I can offer. Now, I think we got, Sam, I think we got to the bottom of that Shaki misterio now. But honestly, some of these scenes where Shaq is dancing are still a little bit robot style. So you can see that she has had that style throughout several of her videos. So it's just one other example of her having those like robotic moves a little bit.
Incluso también un poco de los movimientos que hace se parecen a los del video Perro Fiel. No sé, les recuerdo un poco también la coreografía.
Yeah, I'd have to watch it more closely side by side, but I can see it. Sorry, but this video, it doesn't even make it seem like it's a breakup song. Like they're just having a good time. Like she got to the club early, then he shows up, then they dance together, then she gets tired, she goes home, he's dancing alone. Like it doesn't seem like there's like a coherence between like the lyrics and the song and the video. Do you guys feel the same?
Yeah, I think if you don't speak English or Spanish, you don't understand the subject of this song.
good point.
Creo que también algo rescatable del video creo que es la peluca de Shaki, que a lo mejor nos podría dar una idea de cómo puede lucir en un futuro, con el cabello más cano o con más canas.
Yeah, that's a good point. She's worn wigs in a lot of videos, like in Ciega Sordomuda, the purple one, in Las de la Intuición, Rabiosa, Chantaje, Perro Fiel, with the long red hair, Me Gusta, the yellow hair. There's just been a lot. She likes to play with wigs.
También el otro outfit, el que es con el pantalón como verde con el top, me recuerda también mucho que a los outfits que ella usaba cuando promocionaba la tortura, la forma en que se amarraba.
Yeah, and her black and white outfit, she looks really pretty. She looks like a sexy secretary or something. It's like a Halloween outfit. It's like, oh, do you want to answer phones and look hot? Like, okay. Do you know how to use Microsoft Word? Cool. This is the outfit that you need to wear. All right. Well, since it's a bilingual song, let's mention our favorite lyric in each version of the song. Does that sound good?
Va, va, me late.
So, Valentin, ¿cuál es tu letra favorita de esta canción?
So, first of all, it was super complicated to find my favorite lyrics in this song because it's super repetitive and the lyrics are not super, super good. But if I had to choose one part of the song in French, I would say it's the French parts when Black M say, oui, tu ressembles à ma rhum, c'est pour ça je suis piqué. Mais dis-moi de quoi t'as rep, on est juste en train de s'expliquer. So if I have to do like a basic translation, I would say something like, yes, you look like my mother, that's why I'm in love. Weird. But tell me what you're afraid of, we are just explaining. So the lyrics are really not crazy, it's not wow. But I found it funny because he was using the expression in French, être piqué. It's like when you have a crush on someone, you say, je suis piqué. So that was fun because of the situation of Shakira at this moment. But yeah, that's it.
Wow. Thanks for sharing. And what about in the English version of the song?
So for the English version, it was even more complicated because I guess the choice is super limited because she's just basically saying the same things for 3 minutes. But I would say my favorite part would be, do you remember how you used to get lost in my eyes? Do you remember how you promised you'd never say goodbye? I remember, I remember, I remember. But it's just super repetitive, so I don't know. It's not just a choice like this, but yeah. What about you guys?
Yo en este caso dividiría mis letras favoritas por mi letra favorita en francés y mi letra favorita en inglés. Mi letra favorita en francés es la parte donde dice el message que personne ne t'aimera con moi. Es una frase corta, pero concisa. Incluso podría decir que lleva un grado también de enojo. Y nos da la pista que es entonces ella quien lo deja a él, ¿no? Por eso le responde de esta forma, así como diciéndole, ah, pero nadie te amará como yo. También tengo una mención especial que sería a esta parte donde él canta Metena fomelese, manale, fomelese, te condamene, timadelese, de pita dané. Más que otra cosa, no por lo que signifique, sino que se me hace muy melódico, ¿no? La forma en que él lo rapea. Manale, condamene, dané, no sé.
Mm-hmm, I understand, because I don't really know what it says. I'm just like, da-da-da, monale, da-da-da, condane, da-da-da, yeah.
En el caso de la versión en inglés, mi letra favorita es la misma de V, donde Shaki dice, do you remember, have you promised you never say goodbye? And I remember, I remember, I remember. Digo, la versión de What We Said es súper repetitiva, entonces no hay mucho de dónde agarrar. Y básicamente, pues me gusta. ¿Y qué hay de ti, Cali? ¿Cuál es tu letra o letras favoritas?
Well, before sharing my favorite lyrics, Sam, I just have to say I'm impressed with your French. I don't know what V thinks of your pronunciation, but I love that you know French, English, Spanish, and Catalan from our Voz per Tu episode. I'm learning all of your special skills here on the podcast.
La verdad es que me sonrojas, Cali, con tu comentario, pero siendo honesto, he tenido que practicar mucho en la pronunciación para estos episodios. Solo eso.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Well, I have the same favorite lyric from the French version that V said, except I can't pronounce it like her, so it exists in my head as da-da-da-da-da-da, pique, da-da-da-da-da-da, explique. Perfect. I'm glad you approve of my flawless pronunciation. And it's just because it rhymes and obviously it's making reference to Piqué. I think it's super weird that he's saying, like, you look like my mom. That's very strange. But anyway, yeah, super weird. And then in the English version, I guess my favorite lyric is I'm leaving with a broken heart. But the part where she says, I never meant to do you harm, because I'm assuming that most people enter a relationship with the best of intentions. But again, I'm not a big fan of that version of the song because it's just so repetitive. That's my problem with Can't Remember to Forget You as well. It doesn't feel like a real conversation. It's just they're like echoing the same lyrics back and forth. So that one was kind of hard.
Muy bien. Entonces, ahora vamos a las dudas sobre la letra. ¿Tienen alguna duda sobre la letra?
No, I don't think I have any question because like the French part, I'm able to understand it and it's not that complicated, and the English one, I think I understand everything. But do you have questions? Like, Kelly, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I mean, I have a few specific questions, but in general, my biggest question is, like, literally, what do you two think is, like, the idea of this song? Because I don't really understand. Like, if we actually look at the lyrics, I'm leaving with a broken heart, never meant to do you harm. Don't ever want to see you cry again. And everybody hurts sometimes. I never meant to do you wrong. I know you're going to be just fine, he said. So do you think that she's saying that she feels betrayed? Like that part at the end. Why do you guys think she says he said?
Creo que en esta ocasión, o sea, no se están respondiendo, ¿no?
No, I would say it's not the same story. Like they, each of them have a story difference. But they're just like telling their story together, but it's not the same story.
Sí, creo que la canción, como bien dice Valentín, creo que más bien narra el punto de vista de la relación, pero desde cómo la ve cada uno de ellas, ¿no? O sea, Black M está relatando su sentir y por otra parte Shakira está contando lo que ella percibe de lo que le mencionó, ¿no? Algo así.
Yeah, it's like so weird. I don't know. He's like, I know you're going to be just fine, he said. That's like supposedly what Black M said, right?
No, yo creo que todo lo que menciona anteriormente.
Ajá. But Black M is the he that she's referring to.
Ajá, exacto.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fascinating. Okay. Okay. Well, in terms of the lyrics, you know, there's that part where she says, do you remember how you used to get lost in my eyes? So I found this tweet by a fan whose handle is at Willzilla. And they said, en el Shaq universo, whenever, wherever, y como, y what we said, están conectadas. And whenever, wherever, Shakira says, tell me one more time that you'll live lost in my eyes. En como, and what we said, dice, do you remember how you used to get lost in my eyes? So that's an interesting connection I had never really picked up before. And it also reminds me of in Don't Wait Up, where Shakira says, why don't you put down your phone and look me in the eye? Got all dressed up for you, but you seem so occupied. All these different eye references. And ojos así, too. She obviously talks about eyes. And V, where she talks about Fouquet's, that's like a fancy restaurant in Paris, right?
Exactly. It's a super fancy restaurant in the Avenue des Champs-Élysées in Paris.
Is that like well known?
I guess it's super famous, yes. I never went there, but yeah, the name of the restaurant, I know it, so I guess it's super famous, yes.
Okay, cool. And he also mentions like a harem, right? In English, it's something like, and I swore that you would be the only woman in my harem or something. It just sounds so weird.
Que en español esa parte sería, tú me juraste que serías la única de mi harem.
Yeah, I don't know if he's saying that she would be the only one in his harem.
Yeah, it's what he's saying, like, you will be the only one in my harem.
No se escucha muy romántico.
I know.
Yeah, it's not super romantic, okay? But like, yeah. But okay, it's Black M. Like, I don't know if it's the most romantic guy in the planet, but okay. Like, in French, we use this expression like a lot, like the harem, well, a lot. We use it to say that when you have a guy that is surrounded by a lot of women, and we say like, oh, he has a big harem around him. But like, it's not a negative thing. I don't think it is negative. But yeah, it's just something we use to say that when a guy have a lot of women around him. So yeah, it's just saying like, okay, you are basically just saying like, I will have one person in my around me.
No es como en el sentido estricto de un harem como tal, ¿no? No es que él tenga muchas mujeres, sino que a lo mejor él está rodeado por muchas mujeres, pero solamente está enamorado de una, ¿no? O no sé, algo así, ¿no?
Yeah, so in this case, it's like, okay, I will just have one woman and it will be you because you will be the only one in this.
He's saying like, I had the opportunity to be with almost anybody, but I chose you rather than like, you're the one for me, I really care about you, like, you're my priority, blah, blah, blah. Well, the only other comment I wanted to say is that like, in both versions of the song, it drives me really crazy that they say what we made we can't unmake, because it should be do and not make, and that super annoys me because it doesn't sound natural. I know that in Spanish it's just hacer for there's like one verb for both to do and to make, and it sounds super super awkward to me. Like, I would never say what we made we can't unmake in terms of a relationship. So I don't know if there's other native English speakers who find this awkward or confusing, but I personally, like, drives me insane every time I hear this song.
Tal vez por lo que siempre hemos dicho, ¿no? En este caso puede ser una herramienta para que rimara.
Yeah, what we did, we can't undo. That's what it should say. Because, like, make, I'm sure there's, like, English teachers out there who could explain this rule a lot more, but to, like, to make something doesn't apply here. It should be do. And, like, she says it, like, 17 times in both versions of the song. So, it's just, like, really weird. But anyway, those are my only comments on the lyrics, other than, like, not understanding what the, like, actual point of the song is. Sam, do you have any last questions about the lyrics before we get to Chismecito?
No sé, Vi, pero aquí puse en mis notas que están invirtiendo sílabas o están haciendo un juego con las sílabas.
Not on this one, but he is doing like game of the syllables, like when he's saying like rup and rum, when he's like doing the, like it's something that we call in French verlan, and it's a big slang that we are using a lot. So yeah, so to do that, we are just like dividing the words in different syllables, and then we just reverse the order of the syllables. So we put the last one and we put it first to create a new word. So saying like this, it's weird, but it's something that we are using a lot. So yeah, for example, if we take an example like in Spanish, we can take the word like loca, and so you divide it in two syllables. You have lo and ca, and you put it ca at first and then lo at the end. So it will make a new word like calo instead of loca. So that's what he's doing when he said rum and rup.
Ajá. Oh, ya. Yeah. Creo que aquí en español usamos ese juego de las sílabas, pero para decir groserías y que no suenen tan fuertes. Pero algo así como más en otro contexto, que no sea con el de cambiar a lo mejor la rudeza de la palabra, no se me ocurre. Pero es interesante, yo no sabía que existía esto en el francés. ¿Tú, Cali, en inglés podrías decir que hay un ejemplo igual?
There's something that's like called Pig Latin, which is like more like for kids. I wouldn't say that we use it for like slang or like for like specific words that we're not wanting to say. But like when you're little, you would add, oh gosh, like A at the end. Okay, let me see if I can explain like one example. Like with the word hello, H-E-L-L-O, you move the H to the end and then you add A-Y at the end. So hello would become Elohe.
Okay.
Creo que eso es todo por parte de las letras y es hora de que lleguemos al chisme.
Cito.
Lo que sí te puedo contar, no te puedo contar muchos detalles, pero bueno, a ti sí, pero no ante las cámaras.
All right, V, well, you're our guest. Why don't you kick us off? Do you have anything prepared that you would like to share for Chismecito?
Yes, so I've done some research, and when this song was released in France, there's some media that were like, oh my god, Piqué is jealous of Black M because he's dancing with Shakira. So I don't know if in other countries media has this same reaction. But when I was reading that, at first I was like, what? Because I was not really agreeing on this point, because I was like, he's not really dancing with her. So there's no reason to be jealous of this, because like there's nothing. And then I was like digging into it to see like, why are they saying this? And actually, they were releasing those paper about this potentially Piqué being jealous, because after the video was released, Piqué posted a tweet with a screenshot of the video. I don't know if you saw this tweet.
I think I know which one you're about to reference. Yeah.
See.
So it's a screenshot in which we can see like Shakira. She's from the back and he's saying like, this is one of my favorite parts in the video. So that's why people were like, oh my god, he's jealous of Black M. But like, there's no reason to be jealous in this video.
Literally nothing happens in this video. Like, so there's nothing to be jealous of. Yeah.
So after this story, like some media started to ask Black M if really Piqué was jealous of it. So Black M was explaining that Piqué was on the set, so there was no reason to be jealous. And he said that all the family was there, like Black M's kids and Shakira's and Piqué's kids, and they were playing football together, so it was fun. Whoa. So yeah, no reason to be jealous. So that's the story I have.
Wow, thanks for looking into all of that. I didn't know that details.
Parece que entonces la grabación del video terminó siendo toda una reunión familiar, ¿no?
Sounds like it. I didn't know Black M was a dad, but I don't know anything about Black M, so anything would be a surprise.
So yeah, like the media were asking him, okay, how is Shakira in real life? Like, and he was like, oh, she was super nice, and she was speaking in French to him. Like, she was like, oh, salut, c'est moi, c'est Shakira. Like, oh my god, I can totally picture her saying that. It's so fun.
Cute.
So yeah, so that's really the way I imagine Shakira being in the real life. So it's fun. Like, can you imagine that, like, Shakira like introduce herself to someone like, hey, I'm Shakira, like, yes, I know who you are. Like, okay. So other thing that I found on the internet is that at some point one of the journalists asked Shakira if Black Ink can join her on one of the Paris dates on the El Dorado World Tour. And the answer was fun because she was like, oh, it would be like, it would be a real pleasure to have him on stage with me. I would love to sing with Black M, and Black M is great during live performance. He has a great energy. I love his voice. I love the vibes, and he's crazy talented. And she finished the interview by, I hope I can convince him to come. So I was like, no, thanks God it never happened.
Like, no. O sea, ¿qué quiere decir que el que no se quiso presentar con ella fue él?
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks for finding all that chismecito, V.
You're welcome. It was fun to look for it.
On my end, I wasn't able to find anything where Shakira spoke about the song specifically. I always try to find quotes where Shakira describes either the creative process or the inspiration behind a song or just anything. And I couldn't find literally anything. So to me, that speaks volumes about how this song is really not a priority, it seems like, in her discography. And in terms of what other people have said about the song, I did find some press coverage, although not too much. I found a quote from the Latin Times, which is an online newspaper, and they said, "Comoi is one of the most versatile tunes on the album. She mixes reggaeton with undertones of tropical beats, English lyrics, and a French bridge wrapped by Black M that will reel you in. Although it is not as popular as Deja Vu, it does prove once again that Shakira can do it all." A tweet that I wanted to mention was from a fan whose handle is @Magdi_Reyes. And they said, "Shakira para lo único que le sirve a Sony Music es para promocionar a sus artistas machitos como Carlos Vives, Maluma, Camilo, Anuel, Pedro Capo, Black M, etc. Jamás la han puesto a colaborar con mujeres. Es más, le han puesto problemas y ni siquiera la apoyan en sus proyectos." What do you two think of that?
Al final, no sé qué tan libre creativamente sea Shakira para sus colaboraciones, pero sí es evidente que hay cierta, no sé si llamarla presión o cierta estrategia de parte de Sony para que alguien que van a lanzar más internacionalmente colabore con artistas como de la talla de Shaki, ¿no?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's true. She has over-collaborated with men, ¿no? O sea, I mean, like, she's collaborated with so many men. It's like a disproportionate amount of men. Like, she's only done a few female collabs. So I don't really know how much say she has in that. It's kind of disappointing as a fan who loves her in part because she is a strong woman, like a strong female singer in the industry. I think it'd be really cool if she were to collab with other female artists and give them a boost. Especially because she's talked a lot about in several interviews about how when she was coming up in her career that it was difficult for her to be a woman in the industry. And I feel like from the outside, at least without me knowing how all of these things work, it seems like she hasn't really like reached her hand out and helped other women come up behind her. So yeah, I do think that there is some truth to this tweet. What do you think, V?
Yeah, same. She definitely worked with too many men. So I hope that on her next project, it will be more female collaboration. Like, I was so happy when she released the song with Karol G. It was so fine. I was like, yeah, finally a collaboration with a woman. So we'll see. Maybe she will work with more women in the future.
Hasta puede decir que su equipo es más cuidadoso al momento de elegir colaboradores o colaboradores femeninas que al momento de elegir colaboradores masculinos, ¿no? No sé. Hay algo ahí raro, quién sabe, otro Shaki Mystery. Eso ha sido entonces el chismecito por este episodio. Creo que es momento de que lleguemos a la contestadora porque tenemos algunos mensajes de nuestros escuchas. ¿Vamos a escucharlos?
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Hola, hola, soy Carlos de España, Andalucía. Y os voy a hablar un poquito de la canción Comemoa de Shakira. Esta canción me gusta mucho porque tiene bastante ritmo, pero se me hace un poquito pesada la letra. Es decir, Shakira repite en la canción Living with a Broken Heart todo el tiempo y al final de la canción dice algo más y ya está. El videoclip me parece estupendo, su peluca, el body, encima la joyería que lleva, es de la marca Elena Staun, es decir, todo lo que lleva de anillo, pulsera, colgante, todo de esa marca. Incluso cuando ella hizo hace poco una videollamada con su fan para promocionar su nuevo perfume, llevó una chaqueta de cuero de dicha marca. Shakira debería hacer más canciones así, con ese estilo de francés, con reggaetón, español, inglés, pero debe hacer más colaboraciones así para sacar ese potencial que ella siempre lleva dentro. Me encanta. Es una de mis canciones favoritas del Dorado, sin dudarlo. Un besito. I love you.
Wow, Carlos. Thanks so much for sending your message. I'm really glad that you enjoy this song. And there we go. I thought the jewelry in the video came from that same brand, so it's nice to know the exact name.
Gracias, Carlos, por tu mensaje. Y bueno, creo que esta vez queda claro que Carlos es Team Sam. También nos gusta la canción, es de nuestras favoritas del Dorado. Y gracias por ese dato sobre la joyería. Ok, vayamos con el siguiente mensaje.
Hi, guys. My name is Lola. I'm 32, French, and was a part of Shakira Online Team for 10 years. First, I'd like to say that I really like the song. I like the instrumental. It has some tropical vibes. It sounds nice. The lyrics are not really, really of Shakira's level, but I like it still. I like the groove, but I hate Black M part. In the French fan community, the song was not really well received because of Black M. He's not the most popular French rapper, and there would have been plenty of other artists that Shakira could have worked with who would have been way more consensual in the same style. For example, Gims, who was in the same band as Black M, who has collaborated with Maluma or even Sting. Or there is a singer named M. Pokora, who is a big Shakira fan, and I think that it would have worked better. So for me, the only problem of this song is Black M, or the bad choice of the performer for the male part, because I found that Nasri didn't work either in the English version, although their voices match so well in Cut Me Deep. Bye, guys!
Bastante interesante lo que comentas, Lola. Muchas gracias por tu mensaje. No sé si Vi también tenga la misma opinión, que una de las cuestiones por la cual a la canción no le fue tan bien parece que fue la participación de Black M en el track. ¿O tú qué opinas, Vi?
Yeah, for me, Black M was not the most relevant person in France to collaborate with. But yeah, since he's the one that sent the demos and the song, I guess that's why she chose him. But yeah, for sure, there's other people that would have been way better than him to collaborate with in France.
Is he another rapper?
He's not a rapper. I guess he's doing like more pop songs. So it would be super fun to have a collaboration. But yeah, it's not rap. So if she wanted to have really a rap song, yeah. So if she really wanted like to have a rap song, M. Pokora wasn't the good choice for this. But yeah, Gims would have been a good idea because he was super, super huge, and I guess he's still relevant in the French music. And for example, yeah, he's also done collaboration with Maluma and with Sia. So yeah, he did big collaborations.
That's cool. If you could choose somebody from France or who sings in French that Shakira could do a collab with, who would you choose?
I don't know. As I said in the beginning, I'm super obsessed with Stromae, so it would be super weird to have a collaboration between Shakira and Stromae, but it would be something weird and interesting to have. And I know that Shakira knows Stromae because in one interview, Stromae said that, because Stromae did a collaboration with Coldplay, and Stromae was explaining that Shakira introduced Stromae to Coldplay. Shakira knew the music of Stromae. I guess she liked it. And she talked about Stromae to Coldplay. And that's why Coldplay knew Stromae. And then he decided to do a collaboration with Stromae.
So Chris Martin of Coldplay probably learned about Stromae, you're saying, from Shakira, because those two are friends. And that's how Stromae and Coldplay did a collab.
Exactly.
También me gustaría una colaboración entre Shakira y Stromae.
Yeah, she can do it with Stromae and anyone else.
Cool. Well, should we go to the last message?
Bonjour à tous, it's me again, Thomas from France. You might remember me from the coconut tree episode where I was a total hater. And here I am again, hating on Comme Moi. Oops. I swear I'm a diehard fan, but the song is just another skip for me. I die when she speaks French with a really, really cute accent. I mean, we love a multilingual queen, but this is just not at the same level as the rest of El Dorado when you have masterpieces like Nada on there. first issue for me is the Black M feature is really random. He's not really a good collab choice. He's not really loved in France. And he makes a Blah song even worse. And then the second problem for me is the lyrics. What is this song actually about? I'm confused. At least with Coconut Tree, I could understand that she was under a coconut tree and shalalalaing. But what is this one about? I do, however, really like the English version. I think Magic's voice really meshes well with Shakira. But I would still prefer to listen to Nada 600 times in a row before I listen to this one.
Oh my God, Thomas. I know you're killing me, Thomas. Oh my God. I agree with everything that you just said. I love what you said about Coconut Tree and her shalalala line. Like, that's what I mean. Like, at least in that song, even though I'm not a big fan of that one either, like, there is a coherent idea. Like, I understand, okay, she's beginning a relationship with Gerard, and they're escaping to an island and blah, blah, blah. Do I like that song? No, not as much. But lyrically, I can understand there's like a consistent idea. Whereas in this song, it's like, even in the English version where I can understand all of the lyrics compared to the one with Black M, like, I just don't understand like what the central theme is. Like, it's obviously like a breakup song in some way, but there isn't like a coherent like message. Like, I don't really get it. So Thomas, I'm definitely Team Thomas, if you want to say it that way. I agree. It's a shame that she chose to make a video for something like this and even perform it one time instead of like other songs on that album or other albums. It just seems like a waste of resources to put behind a song like this.
I think there's nothing more to add. Like, you said everything. You, Thomas and Kelly, you said this, you said everything about this song. This song is, the collaboration is weird because like, why Black M? Like, it's not, this guy is not relevant. The lyrics are super poor. Like, there's nothing in it. There's no story. There's nothing. The video is bad. There's nothing in this video. So I really don't understand this song. I'm so sorry. Shakira, if you listen, I love you, but this one, no. No, not this. Not this one. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Something interesting is that he said he prefers the English version. And I listened to both versions of this song a bunch to prepare for this episode. And I do think that Shakira and Nasri's voices blend better than Shakira and Black M. But I can't really say that I like that version better because the lyrics are even more repetitive. So for me, the fact that like the French is at least like entertaining and there's like did-da-din, allez, whatever, something, something, pique, explique, like that to me is more entertaining than like the repetitiveness of the version, what we said. So I'm glad that somebody prefers what we said. I don't know if I've heard that before. So shout out to you, Thomas, for sharing that opinion. Sam, what do you think of all this?
Y ahora con lo que escucho de los mensajes de Lola y ahora también de Thomas, pues creo que puedo entender un poquito más que no solo para nosotros se nos hizo raro esta colaboración, sino también para la gente de Francia, ¿no? Creo que no fue, como lo mencionan los tres, no fue la mejor decisión que pudo haber tomado el equipo de Shaki, pero tal vez, como les vuelvo a mencionar, Black M fue el que se atrevió, ¿no? El cielo es de los que creen y no de los que dudan. Y bueno, pues obtuvo su colaboración. Tal vez si otro artista francés tuviera la iniciativa, igual lo podría lograr, ¿no? Creo que es eso, más que nada, que Black M se atrevió y lo logró.
All right, well, should we wrap up with the rating?
11. Number 11. I can't believe it. Amazing.
Muy bien, par de güerotas, hemos llegado a la calificación o rating. Así que esta vez la escala va de 1 a 10 Broken Hearts. Así que Valentín, de 1 a 10, ¿cuántos Broken Hearts le darías a Con Moi, What We Said?
So, I guess you understood that I don't really like this song. It was super clear that it was not my favorite song of Shakira. So, I guess for the French version, so for Comme Moi, I would give 3 Broken Hearts because, like, it's repetitive, the lyrics are not super fun, not interesting, the video is empty. So, I would give, like, 3 Broken Hearts for Comme Moi. And for the English version, so What We Said, it's even more repetitive, so I will just give 2 Broken Hearts for these versions. I'm so sorry. What about you, Kelly?
Wow, well, Valentin and I are super jumels on this because I'm about to give it the exact same score. And I thought about this rating more than almost any other song that we've covered, because to be honest, this one is also in my bottom five, just like Coconut Tree last episode. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people are going to think I'm haters. I promise there's other songs I love more. But I do think that the production on this song at least is decent, and the melody sometimes can get caught in my head. The lack of a cohesive storyline in both the song and the video, the repetitive lyrics, and all of that just kind of prevents me from connecting with the song. And I did hear an instrumental version of the song on YouTube, and to be honest, I think it should have just stayed instrumental. So for that, I'm going to give Comme-moi 3 broken hearts, because at least the French parts entertain me, especially the rhymes that we mentioned. And what we said, I'll give 2 broken hearts because it's so repetitive and I just cannot get over the made versus did mistake that I mentioned in the lyrics. And as I mentioned in the Coconut Tree episode, I'm reserving my number one, o sea, like just giving one point to a very specific song, which we will get to in the future. So I can only give what we said 2 broken hearts for now. Sam, how about you?
Qué complicado. La verdad es que, como les decía, esta canción me gusta, creo que más por el momento al cual me remonta, pero sí es difícil esta vez calificar la canción. Yo creo que la voy a dar a Conmoa 6 broken hearts, la verdad. Ahora, en cuanto a la versión en inglés de What We Said, qué complicado otra vez, porque para mí es como un demo, o sea, no se me hace una canción como tal, es muy repetitiva, muy, muy repetitiva. No quisiera calificarla, le voy a dar creo que un 4.
Wow, this might be the lowest rated song thus far in Shakipedia history. All right, well, merci beaucoup for being our guest on this episode, Valentin. It was great to have your perspective as a native French speaker and a French fan who could provide more perspective on this song and the lyrics and Black M and just all the chismecito that you found. So we really appreciate you being here.
Thank you for the invitation. It was super fun to meet you and to spend this moment with you and talk about this song. Even if it was not the best song, it was super fun to work on this one.
Oh, muchas gracias por participar con nosotros. Ya sabes, Shakipedia es tu casa.
Thank you.
All right, Shaki fans. Well, remember that you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Shakipedia Pod. Follow us and let us know how many broken hearts you would give Comme-moi and what we said.
Sí, Shaki fans, queremos saber qué opinan de la canción o si saben algún chismecito que se nos haya pasado. Y yo también quiero saber, ¿han viajado ustedes a París? ¿Se han perdido en el metro de París?
And I'd love to know, what do you think of these 2 songs? Would you like Shakira to do more French collaborations? Are you a big fan or are these 2 also perhaps in your bottom 5 like me? Tell us everything.
No olviden decirles a más Shaki fans que nos pueden escuchar en Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, entre otras plataformas de streaming. Dejen sus reviews, nos encantaría leer sus opiniones. Recuerden que este podcast lo hacemos todos. También quiero aprovechar para agradecer a todos nuestros invitados en esta segunda temporada, Avi, Liz, David y Valentín. Gracias también a todos nuestros escuchas.
Like Sam said, this was the last episode of season 2, so thank you so much to everybody who listened to these past 10 episodes. We're so happy to be building this community of Shaki fans dedicated to learning more about her music. And we look forward to kicking off season 3 in a couple of months.
C'était Valentin.
Yo fui Cali.
Y yo fui Sam.
Esto fue...
Shakipedia.
Yeah, congrats.
Gracias.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup. We really did it.